And yeah, this Mandela Dach, and whatever you do, we really appreciate what you are doing. Our guests here in studio, they are from Cathedra, and they will talk about what they're doing and what they are doing at their Cathedra, and also what made them decide to come to KC. Sir, please introduce yourself to us and what your role entails at Cathedra.
My name is Experience Matsidiso. I'm the PR, Marketing and Communications Manager for the institution. And I'm here with my intern.
Hi.
Jonay Bjekker.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, to introduce yourself. From where are you?
So I am from Paul. I'm Jonay Bjekker. I live in the Magnolia area. Grew up there. I started my internship at Cathedra this year in February under the mentorship of Experience.
Oh, Experience, and it brings a lot of experience to you guys, right? Through the grapevine, we've heard that you like the media.
Oh, yes, yeah. This is actually my profession. I studied broadcast journalism, so it was my major. Yeah, actually, to us, I always wanted to be behind the mic.
Yeah, you want to sit here where I sit. So
That's the thing.
I have to redirect him and say, listen, excuse me, sir. You have to sit that. Thanks again.
Yeah.
And tell us more about what Cathedra is and what they're doing.
Cathedra is a provincial business enterprise for the Western Cape. We actually do the implementation of mainly the agricultural projects across the province. We are state-owned with the our Minister of Agriculture and Economic Development, now Dr. Ivan Meyer, as our executive authority and the main shareholder. So what we do, we implement almost, I will say, 90% of agricultural projects, and we also do the environmental projects, because these are actually intertwined, because we work across the whole province and to make the impact on the lives of the community and all this stuff. And all this we do, we are doing it for mainly for our Department of Agriculture, which is our mother department. They are funding the all the projects that we implement, and we are on the implementation phase, making sure that things happen and changing the lives of the community out there. I must say, with this Mandela Day, of course, I mean, for us, every day is Mandela Day, because we are doing it 365 days a year. It's our daily bread. So although some people today, most of the organization wants to do it for 67 minutes, we have done it more.
Yeah, it's like a ticking a box and say, yes, we did our 67 minutes for the day. But actually, as you said, it's a life. It must be a lifestyle.
Yes, it is a lifestyle. And in fact, I must say, we are so privileged that actually, we welcome Radio KC to collaborate with us in doing in this year's Mandela Day and to make the difference out there. I mean, we prepared about 670 soup cups for and to feed the Drakenstein. The Drakenstein community, and we further what we did. We also further went to go and work in the garden at the school right behind Palia, thereby on your way to Franz Kruger there in Simondium. It's called Pal Schools of Skills. Yes, so there we also have. We have also even donated them some food food garden compost, as well as the pump, so that now, you know, water is life. They can be able to generate water from the dam. To the fact that's what they've been struggling with, and some seedlings and all that stuff. So, and we further moved further down now to Gryfontein. In Krijfontein, we also, there's this Pebbles Project. Pebbles Project, we selected this NGO a couple of years back, and we love it because of they are close to our heart, because of they work within our industry of farming community. So they, we also handed them some hygiene care packs, so that for the young adults who are in the schools there and all that. They are doing also fantastic job. And this year, while we celebrated the 5 years of making the changes in the life of the community, they are celebrating 20 years as well, the Pebbles Project, and we are so happy for them. Yeah, but yeah, we are so privileged that we are here today doing this, because Utata Mandela, actually we come there, it's, we want to leave his legacy, and we, it's always good that he can still be remembered today. He will be in our thoughts and forever. Yeah,
I'd like to thank you also here from Casey and the other partners that we all met here, and thanks again for being willing to be with us and be partner with us, like in going from here to the future. I want to ask this lady, your experience at Cassidra.
It has been amazing, especially with all the knowledge and the teachings that experience is able to teach us, not just with his love for social media and getting people to know stuff of what the company does, but also as the individual, how to build not on your marketing skills also, but your personal communication skills, how you are about for the people. And today again, I saw how passionate he was giving back, and he always pushes us to be everywhere, you know, not only 67 minutes. It's like we go to all the locations, we spend more time, we give back, because that's what it's all about.
Part of life, that must be part of life, the same as Tata Madiba also did. He gave not only 67 minutes, or only 27 years in prison, he gave his whole entire life for me and for you. What message do you have for youngsters listening to you right now?
Something I would like young people to know is, no matter where you are and what dreams may seem impossible, there's a lot of people out there willing to help you if you just take what you have, go there, do the thing, get up, don't hesitate, because I used to hesitate, and then there was experience telling me, no, we are going to do this. So even if you doubt yourself, there are people that are willing to believe in you, because you can.
Experience, any words of closing from your side?
Well, what I want to do, what I want to say actually to the world out there is that we want to encourage corporates to really look into all the NGOs, all the NPOs and all the stuff, and come on board to make sure that we keep the lights on. I mean, Radio KC out there, they are in need of expanding its frequencies, you know, the tower that we need to have, so that you can have a proper footprint, more footprints to cover the whole, even up to Franschhoek area and all those others. And I will say also from our side at Cassidra, we want to really make a difference in the lives of the community out there, and then more and more. Like, for example, with our food guidance that we are implementing with our smallholder farmers out there. So we want to support more. And because of one home, one garden, those are the things that we want to do more of, and cover the entire province, and to see each and every household having a food garden. I mean, last year, I can tell you as a testimony to say, we supported in the year financial year of 2023-24, we supported about 10,000 food gardens across the province, and we feel that we can even double the number. But all this can be made possible by the corporates when they come forward, because we are embarking on the sustainable funding, because our communities out there, they are in need. And this year, moving forward, because of there's more now to do, this government of national unity, we've got our National Minister John Steenhuisen. We've got now our provincial minister as well, our Dr. Ivan Meyer, and they've got a clear vision. We want to reach out more And hence we are calling to say, here we are as Cassidra. Cassidra is always out there to make things happen, even in a small business space. SMMEs out there, we want to support more small businesses with the bridging finance out there. We want to reinstate our entrepreneur support fund, because we know business can only be sustainable when there is funding and all this. So we are calling for corporates to support us and say to come forward so that we can support more people. And I'm so impressed that during the stakeholder engagement, we actually seeing that coming through. And we are so excited and looking forward to actually seeing the results thereof.
How can we get hold of Cassidra?
Cassidra, we've got a website, www.cassidra.co.za, and our office line, 021-863-5000. You can reach us 24/7. There is also on our website, you can email us at info@cassidra.co.za. And yes, we are calling upon everyone to say, whether you are the beneficiary or you want to some assistance, you are calling, just reach us there, and then you will get our prompt response.
We would like to thank everybody for you guys for the inspiring words that you shared with us, and we are for sure we will definitely contact you. Thanks again, and all of the best for what you're doing, giving back to the community. Enjoy and be safe during this weather, these rainfalls. How do you cope with that? Sorry for that.
Yeah, you know, we were so worried, but we said no rain can really stop us, because we believe that for us, being in agricultural space, we need rain. We need water. So we said we're going to still continue. No rain can really stop us to do what we, to give back to the community. And here we are. We are just happy that we managed to roll out all, be in all the places during this day, and being mindful that we just have to be careful not to be to cause accidents along the road. But yeah, we are coping. We are coping. Here we are.
Here you are, moving forward. There's 2024 still ahead of us. A couple of months, but still there's lots of time and lots of things that we can also do for the rest of the year. Thanks again, and be safe. See you soon again then.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Your sound of the Winelands, KC 107.7.